Let's come to Exodus chapter 37, 1 through 7. Next, Bezalel made the ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits was its length, and 1.5 cubits its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold, inside and outside, and made a rim of gold around it. And he cast 4 rings of gold for it, on its 4 feet, and 2 rings were on the one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. And he made poles of acacia wood, and overlaid them with gold. And he put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, to carry the ark. And he made an expiation cover of pure gold. 2.5 cubits was its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. And he made 2 cherubim of gold. Of beaten work he made them, at the 2 ends of the expiation cover.
These rings do not signify the divinity of Christ. Rather, they signify the spirit of Christ as the linking factor and the linking power. In typology, a gold ring signifies the spirit. When Rebecca became engaged to Isaac, she received rings of gold. These rings signify the spirit mentioned in Ephesians 1:13. Furthermore, when the prodigal son came home, the father gave him not only a robe signifying Christ as righteousness to cover him, but also a ring of gold, which signifies the initial gift, the sealing spirit. Luke 15:22. The spirit signified by the golden ring is a uniting bond. Ephesians 4:3 speaks of keeping the oneness of the Spirit. This oneness of the Spirit is the ring, the bond with its binding power. If Christ were only the Lord objectively in heaven, and not also the light-giving Spirit dwelling in us subjectively, there would be no way for us as believers to be united, for we would not have the golden rings. In order to have oneness and to keep the oneness, we must have in our experience the rings of gold, the spirit as a linking factor in the linking power.